USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing House Democrats over the expected impeachment of President Trump.
The House can turn back from the cliff and not deploy this constitutional remedy of last resort to deliver a predetermined partisan outcome.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer of New York responds to the Kentucky Republican.
The American people have a wisdom that seems to be lacking with some of my colleagues, that a trial without witnesses is not a trial. It's a rush to judgment. It's a sham trial.
Southwest Airlines is canceling more Boeing 737 MAX flights. The airline said 300 flights a day are being canceled through April 13th. This comes after American Airlines canceled all of its flights involving the grounded aircraft, at least until early April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Democratic-controlled Congress is opening up the purse strings once again. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Congress is giving federal agencies millions to study gun violence. The Hill reports the House and Senate reached a deal this week, Congress allocating $25 million to the CDC and National Institutes of Health to research ways to prevent gun violence. It's reportedly the first time in two decades Congress has voted to fund such gun violence research.
At least three people are dead after tornadoes tore through parts of the South on Monday. NBC meteorologist Bill Karn says there have been 37 tornadoes reported.
We know we had three fatalities from tornadoes yesterday and numerous injuries. Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama were the hardest hit.
The National Weather Service office in Lake Charles, Louisiana, reported one of the tornadoes cut a 65-mile path through that part of the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More and more people are coming down with the flu, and even though Christmas is around the corner, it's not too late to get your shot. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
In USA News for Your Health, the flu virus surfacing in many states, but especially in the South. Dr. Belkis Pimentel, a family physician with Kaiser Permanente in Atlanta, Georgia.
The Southeast is mostly impacted. It is now starting to creep into the Northeast also, and all of the West Coast is also impacted.
And even though we are midway through December, Dr. Pimentel says it's not too late to get the flu shot.
And you should get it as soon as possible. It is not too late. It does take 2 weeks for it to work. So as soon as you can get it, you should get the vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Scammers tend to be the most successful when you are vulnerable. So when you're looking for a job, you're a big target. Fake jobs and fake checks were a big scam in 2019. And as people continue to look for more flexible jobs, it's expected to be significant or even more prevalent in 2020. Bree Reynolds is with FlexibleJobs.com, and she reminds us.
If you're searching for the phrase work from home, you're going to come across way more scams than you would if you used words like remote job or telecommuting job.
That audio courtesy of ABC 15 in Arizona. For more news, find us online at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.